your thoughts on what you know about the possibility of radiation in the South Towns, particularly in your district, West Seneca.
So it's my understanding that in 2024, the EPA and the New York State Department of Energy Conservation, they discovered that there was some radioactive anomalies from some aerial surveys that they did. So they require further ground investigation. You know, we need to make the health and safety of our residents our number one priority. So they are conducting those tests on an ongoing basis. So they started in Grand Island and now are moving to the South Towns, including the town of Aurora, which I represent. What they aren't going to do is they aren't going to force their way onto your property. They are not right now extremely concerned about health safety. They are keeping the county up to date, and I think it's our responsibility to make sure that we are in contact with the state and federal government to make sure that if there are further steps that our health department needs to take, that we're really communicating that effectively to residents. So right now, all we know is that they're doing the testing and that they are going to continue to communicate with the county so that we know what we need to do to keep our residents safe.
And what do you think the county's role should be in the radiation testing?
So right now the testing is being done by the federal and state government. So I think right now we just need to be informed. I would be really clear to residents that just because the testing is happening, it doesn't mean that it's a contaminated area. It just means that there was an anomaly on a survey that was conducted a few years ago that requires further investigation. I think right now the county's role is to really make sure that we're communicating this to residents to let them know. I know I've gotten questions to my office of, does this mean that my property is contaminated? Does this mean that they're going to force their way onto my property? And the answer to that right now is no. The answer is this is just further investigation by those federal and state agencies, and the county should continue to keep residents informed.
And what have you heard as far as any high levels of radiation in properties where you represent?
Right now, there's nothing that indicates a high level or any type of contamination. They're investigating this further. They do think that there could be actually some waste that was from the Manhattan Project that could have been put under roadways during Reconstruction, you know, decades ago. So they're just monitoring to make sure that, you know, it is safe. Right now, they have not indicated to the county that there is anything alarming, but they do have to go in and do these site tests. I think it's good that they're happening. But right now, there's no reason to cause any alarm. You know, like I said, as we get more information and they do get the results from these tests, there might be something that we need to address further. There might be nothing. Again, these are just in further investigations based on aerial surveys that were done in 2024 where there were anomalies. So just like anything, it doesn't mean that it could be a high rate of radiation. It just means that something looked a little suspicious that they need to take another step and look at.
And what advice do you have for those in your district?
I would just say keep in touch with your, you know, the county executive's office is going to be issuing statements as we learn more from the state and federal government. I would just say there's no reason for any alarm right now. I think the state and federal government is doing what they need to do to keep our residents safe. And I would just say to residents, you know, if you see the testing happening, they're not going to be forcing their way onto your property. It doesn't mean if you see them near you that you're on contaminated land. It just means that they're going to be pulling some samples and testing them. And, you know, just keep an eye on the news, keep an eye on communications from my office, as we'll, you know, keep residents up to date as we can about what this testing means.